Wow. I don't even know where to start because I'm, it's funny because there's Robbins and Brad and then me in terms of when we came to know David, which I realized later was early in his teaching career, but it didn't change. There were so many things that he taught, and the first one, I think, was that it didn't matter how old or how young you were, that you could still have a good idea, and that he would engage you just as if you'd been practicing for decades and treat you with respect. And even if he disagreed, he would try to do so in a way that would encourage you to do better. I took two of his classes, and one was a seminar-type class where each person picked a topic, and then they were assigned dates to turn in their paper. He would mark it up, and then they'd revise it, and then they'd present it to the class and be discussed. But I think it probably was the first time I'd ever had any of my ideas challenged in such a thoughtful and thorough way. He didn't spare anything. But his comments were always, well, let's talk about this. And even when he disagreed with you, it was always at such a nice, even though curt way sometimes, he had that wonderful impish smile and way of kind of giggling when he thought you were really off. But it's still just an amazing teacher. I don't know how to describe his teaching method because it was just astonishing. I mean, you were sitting there. I fell in love with the subject about the second lecture, like, wow, I wish all of my law school classes were taught by someone like this who was so confident and so smart and so open. The second thing I learned from David was that he was really intent on looking at what judge wrote the opinion, and that not all judges were entitled to the same respect just because they were judges and because they had known someone who knew someone who the president and they got appointed did not mean that they really understood what they were doing. And over time, in distance, I know that's correct. I remember Justice Blackmun many, many years ago on his last legs came to speak to the Maritime Law Association in Orlando. And I think it's probably the largest attended MLA meeting ever. I think every maritime lawyer who could breathe came because we don't get Supreme Court justices. And he kind of tottered up to the podium and he said, well, you know, when you send us an admiralty case, you're taking your life in your own hands. We don't have the foggiest notion what we're doing with these. You might better leave them with the Court of Appeals. Of course, Fifth Circuit would be a good place to leave them because they know more about this. And so what was left to say after that? I don't remember what he said after that because it was like, oh, well, crap, I came all the way over here just to hear him say that he didn't know what they're doing. Well, Robertson taught me early they didn't know what they were doing. The longer they go on, the less they seem to know, so that we progress from, you know, Justice O'Connor as being the, quote, Admiralty Justice to Justice Thomas. And then now it looks like Justice Alito, maybe. I mean, his last opinion in Batterton was, I thought, was great. But in any event, he taught me about the judges and about how to not just accept an appellate opinion just because it's an appellate opinion, and that you could re-argue, take the facts and put a different spin on them and have a shot at it. He also, for those who took him, I think he announced pretty early, his exams were unusual. They were short answer exams. And his theory was if you couldn't figure out what the answer, explain the answer in a paragraph, you didn't know the answer. And which I'm sure made grading the papers easier in some ways. And he also took roll, and I remember him saying that I don't count off for attendance, but if you have a complaint about your grade and come to me, the first thing I'll do is check the attendance. And if you didn't come to every class, this conversation will be very short. And that's how he did things. He put up with me a lot, which many of you know me know that's a great, I can imagine. I understand now. I have to tell these two guys, I know what an obnoxious young associate I was. I'm not sure I would much like the me of 1976 that much, but you don't have to comment. That's okay. You can say it.
Say better late than never.
Well, better late. Yeah. You'll appreciate this. So, anyway, just trust me, but I've learned, and so we were, but he, about an hour a day my last year I spent in his office, and he was tolerant, put up with all this discussion, and at one point, something he came about, how, and he grew up dirt poor in northern Louisiana and had nothing, and he made some reference to that, and so I came out with the old, you know, and never having been in that position, that poor, well, you know, they say, you know, poverty builds character, and he snapped back and said, the character-building aspects of poverty are highly overrated. And that was the end of that conversation. So, and the other thing is he believed, and this is not important to Adderley, but to, he believes in evolution, and because my son took his class, and about 2 weeks into the semester, I got a phone call from Dave, and he said, I just want you to know Darwin was right. Your son is so much nicer than you are.